This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year, when President Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, he famously said,
"I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris."
But Pittsburgh's mayor, Bill Perdue, wasn't having it. He laid out a plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. One big part of that, renewable energy and green building. But there are concerns that lower-income, predominantly African-American communities in Pittsburgh could get left behind. From the Marketplace desk at WESA in Pittsburgh, Erica Barris reports.
It's freezing outside and not a whole lot warmer in 87-year-old Barbara Williams' house. Even with a new furnace and added insulation, some rooms are still so cold she avoids them altogether. And things used to be even worse. Her daughter, Brenda Payne.
I remember seeing a few times seeing $300 gas bills, if not higher, for a month. And the house would still be freezing cold.
Derek Morris with Pittsburgh's Habitat for Humanity gets thousands of calls from people like this. All over the country, lower-income families spend more on utilities than families with higher incomes. Here in Pittsburgh, they spend about three times more. Most of the housing is old, and
low-income families can't afford to do these type of projects to make their homes more efficient. It's outside of their realm.
Projects like installing solar panels. And as more city residents and businesses produce their own energy, they pay less into traditional systems. And that shifts a bigger burden per person to those left behind. Hawaii saw this happen to lower-income residents in 2015.
The cost to that group began to rise in terms of having to pay for their electricity consumption because it needed to be spread out over fewer customers.
That's Gregory Reed. He runs the University of Pittsburgh Center for Energy. It's working with the city and utility companies to build independent microgrids that generate electricity. He says they'll keep energy concentrated and spread costs evenly.
Whether it's someone living in an older 130-year-old house that may need some repair, or whether it's one of the nicest, newest, highly efficient skyscrapers.
Solar panel salesman Knowledge Murphy has heard these everyone benefits promises before, especially as Pittsburgh's economy has been transformed by the healthcare industry and companies like Uber and Google.
There's not been any detailed mention of how exactly communities of color who've been left behind in Pittsburgh's tech boom and this reinvention of Pittsburgh are going to be included.
Murphy, who's Black, says there aren't many people in his field who look like him. Most of his clients don't either. Take Barbara Williams. Her daughter Brenda Payne says they wanted solar panels but couldn't afford to spend thousands of dollars. As for all those city initiatives to bring cheaper, greener energy to poorer communities.
And we're the last one where the streets get done, the last one for any kind of, you know, beautifying, we're always last.
And she expects that will be the case here, too. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.